house, a home that was later built in front of it, between it and the road that passed in front of the house. Of course, there was a typical rough lumber house sawed from the early sawmills around 1900. You know, it wasn't planed. It was just rough four-room house with this kitchen, old log kitchen and dining room and all sitting back there, 12, 15 feet separate from the other building.
And what went between them, that breezeway?
Or? Yes, breezeway, walkway.
Dog and, trot, maybe?
Right, yes. Of course, at that particular time, we only had one other house when I was born. Of course, I was born 3 years after they were married, well, 3.5 years. And we had one other house on the farm at that time, and that originally belonged to one of his brothers that he had purchased then. So, then his sister and her husband lived on the place and farmed for him. And later, when I was about 5 years old, we moved toward El Dorado about 3 miles and bought a place which was known as Nick Springs there on the Missouri Pacific Railroad, just east of El Dorado. And there we lived about 3 years, and then moved over on East Main, about 4 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 15. And we were living there during World War I, during that period, until 1918, moved back to another place. Of course, my father had acquired other lands and farms, and then we had a number of tenant farmers, you know, by that time.
Your father was a farmer?
Yes. Yes, he came up, of course, as a farmer, and later handled a lot of timber and those things. Had the original contract, one of the original contracts to supply pulpwood for International Paper at Bastrop, Louisiana. Of course, they shipped it by rail from El Dorado to almost to Strong. Of course, people worked for him, cut it and loaded on the cars, you know, and he got a commission out of it, and then later was in the sawmill business for him. In fact, he was when first moved here, we up till the Depression, and of course in 1929 he owned quite a large tract of timber he'd bought down near Bernice, and he had to try to recover what we could out of it. And after that was completed, they stacked the mill. He never ran a mill anymore after that. Depended entirely on farming.
Y'all did some row cropping here,
yes. Of course, everyone almost had to depend on farming, with the exception of some timber work, sawmills, and